Okay, so interesting for such a halachic sugya that we begin with Pesukim Yeshayahu, but that's part of the discussion, as we'll see. Okay, so go ahead. Oh, this is beautiful Pesukim Yeshayahu, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu will restore his hand to us, a sense of contact. Ve'etzrov kabor sigayich, and I will purify like detergent, like the modern day translation, all of your impurities, the alloys that would be present in any metal. So that so Rafe is the one who casts the metal and remove any of the impurities. Okay, ve'asira kol bedilayich, and I'll remove any again impurities, alloys from your midst. Okay. And that will be conjoined with the Ashiva. Right. So the entire theme of this is the Haftorah of Chazon, as people realized, right, is the Kulo Ohev Shochad, Verodev Shalmonim, the corruption of the leadership class, the nepotism, you know, all these kinds of things. And then there will be a restoration of the Shoftim, the Ashiva Shoftayach Chivarishonav, Verodev Shalmonim. And then it will be the Ir HaTzedek, right? Shades of Hilchos Mamrim over here, not an accident. Bez and Hagadol Shabi Rushalayim, the Makom is Gorim. Yikari Lach Ir HaTzedek, Kirya Ne'emana, right? Echa HaSalazona, Kirya Ne'emana, right? Tzedek Yalinba V'atam Biratzchim, that's what, you know, Yishayahu said earlier. So that's the critical part of the process. And then lo and behold, Tzion. Fishaveha, right, so, you know, for those people who are of my orientation, say, you know, if you really want Geula to come, you want to see peace of Yeshua, you should really focus on Tzedek and Mishpat. I wish I had thought of the idea myself, but, you know, Yeshayahu beat me to it. It's by a mere 3,000 years, but okay, I'll live with it. Tzion v'mishpat yipadeh, v'shaveha b'tzdaka, that how will the redemption come to pass? What will bring about, you know, Yimei Geula? Tzedek, right, law, fealty to Torah. Tzedek is the, you know, it may not be as, you know, exciting, but it's the very heart of the process. Tzion mimishpati padeh vishaveha bitztaka. So, again, if you're reading these psukim, with all due, you know, humility, so to speak, but nonetheless, you know, what emerges abundantly clear is that what's a natural prerequisite? This is the basis of the whole Chiddush HaSmicha for the Rambam. What's the prerequisite for Geula, which is one of the Ikari Amunah, right? That doesn't seem like it's optional. Tzedek. And what's going to bring about Tzedek? Who's going to be the, you know, the arbiters of that? How is that going to come to pass? Sure. Right. You guys may have realized this at an earlier point in your life without even realizing that you were realizing it. How does it work? You know, in terms of the structure of the Shemona Esrei, it obviously begins with our personal needs. You know, Antachon in Ladam Das. It's very striking that even before we talk about our health, we talk about our Torah needs, which is, you know, you would think the Shemona Esrei was some kind of a Litvak conspiracy, but it's just that that's the correct, you know, Hashkafa. Antachon in Ladam Das, and the spiritual need of Hashivenu Avinu L'Sar Asacha, of Tshuva. You know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should forgive us, you know, etc., Slach Lanu. And then, you know, moving to other very legitimate but more material personal needs, like, you know, Refua, Parnasa, Barich Aleinu, right? This is a natural thing. And then, from the micro to the macro, we start talking about things like Shivat Zion, Tekav Shofar Gadol L'Cheru Seinu, right? In a very natural progression. Then we talk about Hashiva Shovtenu Kivari Shona V'yoatzenu Kivatchila. Now, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola were very talented people, but here, this wasn't an attempt at being original, right? V'hashiva Shovtaya Kivari Shona V'yotach Kivatchila Achreichin Yikari Lach Yirat Tzedek Kiryan Emanah. So what follows that after Melech Ohev Tzedakah Mishpat? So, of course, we had a later edition, but leaving aside the later edition, what do we start talking about? Right? That the path to Geula, Tzipisa L'Yeshua, runs through the Shoftim. So if you're looking around and saying, well, there have to be shoftim, but wait, if the chain of smicha is broken, so how is that going to happen? If you were wondering about that, you might not immediately have an answer, but at least as I told Steve earlier today, you know, the Rambam was thinking a lot about that issue. I'll explain later. So the point is, you know, you really do have to begin with these psukim. And again, you'll say this at Maariv tonight. You said it already at Shachris and Mincha, right? This is something for everybody to think about. This is what's going on literally three times every single, chol that we're experiencing this. Okay, so the two mikoros that we're going to try to accomplish today on background to appreciate the discussion that the Rambam has about the topic, right? The idea that, of course, as I was literally being asked, it's just an amazing, thing. You know, when was the last time we had a high rabbinical court? You know, so here we are. Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Chesamid Beis, Gemara Shoshana Daf Lamed Aleph. So let's get a perspective of that there. So Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Right, so Rabbi Yossi Bar Chalafta was like, can't use the word celebrity because that has too many negative temptations. He had star status, you know, even amongst the Tanoim. And so they were always trying to, you know, Nimuko Imo. He was a legend, as you guys would say. So they were always asking, you know, to hear a little bit of his Torah. So they would nudge Rabbi Shmuel, tell us some of those things. Okay, so Amar Lahu. Right, Rabbi Shmuel said that there's three things that are mentioned about the Bayis. So now we're much closer, within 80 years. So there was this degradation. So 180 years before Chorban Beis HaMikdash, there was Malchus HaRishal Yisrael. So what does that sound like? You guys should immediately have an association with that. That seems to be a reference to what do we refer to as the Malchus HaRishal? What's that? Yivanim, exactly. Right. So the Rambam, you know, it's a little bit more than 200 years, but yeah, okay, so very good. Right, so again, remember, this is the timeline. So we could say 80 years beforehand, 40 years before, 40 years beforehand, Galsa Sanhedrin, right? And once the Sanhedrin goes into Galus, we know what the impact is going to be. This is just the source of it. I mean, we've been, you know, talking about this Gemara all year long. Okay, so Lamai Hilchasam, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, this is our first sugya, Lomar. So, okay, you can't have Dine Knossos anymore. This ain't done in Dine Knossos, Bebavil. So the Gemara says, as my son David would say, for real? Come on, that's the only, you know, what that's the only thing going on. Shalom Dana Dinek. The Dinek Knossos Salkadaitach? Oh, so Nishtachu L'Garsinu, what are they going to make, you know, they can make you forget the learning, so then learn them. Okay, so you know, open up a Bava Kamma and start learning, you know, Ligrasinu. So Ela Batlu Dine Knossos Mi Yisrael, the practice of Dine Knossos, not the Torah of Dine Knossos. Shagazra Malchus Harshag Zera Kalas Somech. So it's a capital crime to continue the chain of Smicha. V'chol HaNismach, and anybody who would be ordained. Okay, so they weren't taking any chances. Okay, you know, this is a very strict policy. It's not, you know, Ari's policy from somebody who was caught at EJ's, you know. But they're taking no prisoners, quite literally, right? Anybody who gives smicha, anybody who receives smicha, the city, and, you know, the tchum outside of the city. You know, but besides that, you know, we won't be too harsh. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. from. Right.
So it's very thoughtful of him. Why did he go exactly there? You can understand it very well. Right, he was trying to minimize, you know, collateral damage. So he understood that this was an act of martyrdom. He didn't doubt that they would actually do this. So, but he said, "Let me do this in such a way that damage to those innocent members of Klai. So it's an act of love, really. So it was a very beautiful thing. So they couldn't, you know." He thought they would carry out their gzeira to the letter. Hence, he, you know, found a place between two tchumin and okay. Ben Ushal Ishvaram, Besamach Shalom Chamisha Zakenim, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar ben Shemua. So those are the individuals that we call the Chamisha Rabboseinu Shebedarim. Who remembers where they came up? The Talmidei Rabbi Kiva. Exactly right. After the 24,000 died, right? So we're talking about the second century here. So Rabbi Kiva, it says, Ad Shigia Rabbi Kiva, Eitzel Rabbi Seder Shebedarim. Well, how did they become rabbis? Somebody made them rabbis. It wasn't Rabbi Kiva, because he met them when they were rabbis. Now, I'm not taking an iota away from Rabbi Kiva's contribution to their growth in Torah. You could, you know, be a rabbi and still, you know, be elevated many, many, many madregos by an exposure to Rabbi Kiva, right? But the point is that, you know, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava doesn't get enough, you know, credit for this. That's why the Gemara is trying to make the point that Zachor Oso Ish Latov Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Shemo. Right, the Chazal were very concerned that we should forget about Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. He was one of the Harugei Malchus. We talked about him on, you know, Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. But again, you know, go ask around every camper, you know, in Camp Morasha will know who Rabbi Kiva is. I don't know how many people know who Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is. That's what the Gemara was concerned about. So people have to understand that Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, and Rabbi Lezer ben Shemua didn't pop out of nowhere. They literally popped out of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, right, who wanted to continue the chain of smicha, right? That was the idea. Okay, so Banai Rutsu, meaning?
Wrong.
Yes! This is not a rabbinic comment. Okay, go! Okay, so what happens? Right, so they killed him in a horrific, brutal way. Was this a surprise to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava that they would do this? No, the whole thing was planned so that these five Talmidim would live, Torah would continue, the chain of the Masorah would continue, and that he would pay the price. So he designed it, right, exactly in this way. He was totally prepared. This is an act of martyrdom. It's incredible for Torah to continue. Right? It was the ultimate Shas Hashmad. So afilo arkis at the Misana, let alone for the continuity of Torah. And he planned it so that no collateral damage. So bein shtei ayaros, bein shnei tchumei Shabbos. And he had them escape and presented himself to the Romans to be slaughtered in this horrific way. If you read Arzei HaLevanon, there's an incredibly, you know, vivid description of this process. So, the Romans were not to be doubted in terms of their commitment to carry out their edicts. They were a vicious violent, you know, people. So it's very important for us to understand that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava felt that the chain of smicha was so significant that it was worth sacrificing his life for it. And let's make no bones about it. It's obvious from the Gemara that he did this with total understanding of what this would mean. This was not a surprise. That's why he did it, when he did it, where he did it, and it was his plan from beginning to end, so that Klal Yisrael could could survive. Okay. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says it goes even further. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, it's close to Medina Knasos, Ella. Taking us back to the first sug of the year, as this will be the final sug of the year. Okay. So the makom is gorim, and the dinei nefashos, what we call that capacity to channel that hashras hashchina, only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can really decide life and death. That's our message. So, like the Ramban says, ki hamishpat lelokim hu, dayanim have the status of shluchim, but especially for dinei nefashos, you need to be in the makom asher yivchar Hashem l'shaken shemo sham. So if they go into galus, then they're not going to arbaim shana kodem, so they went into that galus, so they wouldn't have this responsibility. And again, it wasn't an abdication in the sense of running away from responsibility, more like it was a recognition that there was no longer an ability to have the requisite influence over society, in which case there was no way for them to remain there, where in principle they would remain mechuyav to be done dinei nefashos without any real capacity to have the impact. Remember, the entire structure of dinei nefashos is not meant to be the kind of mass, you know, law of, you know, melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. We talk about, you know, dinei nefashos as is unique, uviyarta harami kirbecha, one every 7 years, one every 70 years, whatever it is. The whole system is set up to be a rare occurrence of extirpation of something which is uniquely evil. When that which is uniquely evil becomes commonplace, right, the whole system of dinei nefashos isn't really meant to function, and that's what they were channeling. So again, two very critical points. The idea of galus Sanhedrin and the attendant bittul of dinei nefashos, number one. And number two, especially for our purposes, the idea that smicha was preserved, the idea of, you know, ish mi pi ish, thanks to the heroic actions of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who literally martyred himself so that the chain could continue. It's not talui on the Beis HaMikdash, which is obviously the century after Churban HaBayis. There was no way to be done dinei nefashos anymore, right? But that allowed for, you know, some ongoing dinei kenasos, because dinei kenasos requires the formal smicha. And formal smicha has to be ish mi pi ish. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was the last link in the chain, and he made sure that it continued on for another generation, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Okay, so as a corollary to this Gemara, it has to be understood one in light of the other. So we have here Arbaim Shana Kodem Churban HaBayis, the Golos of Sanhedrin, to Chanos. So the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Aleph in parallel establishes the broader context. Okay, so we have, based on the Pesukim themselves, if you can read the Pesukim carefully, you see that there are 10 retreats, quote unquote, of the Shechina based on the Pesukim. From its locus, and then Uchenegdan Galsa Sanhedrin Migamara, 10 retreats of the Sanhedrin. Just before you go any further, if this was the only line we had, what would you immediately connect based on the Mahalich we said from beginning 10? It jumps off the page when you know what you're looking at, you know? The Sanhedrin is an avatar of the Shechina. Okay. So first the Shechina, Eser Masos Nasa Shechina. So right, so the Torah, right, we have the impression, kaviyachol, everything here is with a major kaviyachol, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is me'al ha-kaporos mi-bein shnei akruvim, right? That's the idea. That's where, as it were, Moshe Rabbeinu is interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu is standing, obviously, michutz la-paroches. He's standing in what we call the kodesh or the heichal, and the kol midaber elav me'al ha-kaporos mi-bein shnei akruvim. Moshe Rabbeinu processes, kaviyachol, the sound as if it's coming, right, mibein shnei hakruvim, from on top of the kaporos. Okay, so that's the locus of the Shechina at its resting phase, kaviyachol. So then it went, jumped from the kaporos to the edge of one wing, then from one wing to the other wing. Okay. He's still in the Kodesh Kadashim. Now it's out in the Chatzar. Right, the Mizbeach is in the Chatzar Beis HaMikdash. Now, again, the ear, obviously that's Kadshim Kalim, that's the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which the Rambam again maintains is still Kedusha Sashchina, but we're getting more dilute, right? The Eser Kedusha same. So we're now moving from the ultimate, the Kedusha of the Bein Habadim of the Kodesh HaKadashim, to the Kedusha of the Azara, and then the Kedusha of Kedusha Sa'ir, okay? Okay, so now to the east of Yerushalayim. Now here's a very beautiful line. Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so the point is that it wasn't like the Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't giving us a chance, even though it sounds like it happened in rapid succession, you know, bing, 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 bing. But really, Kadosh Baruch Hu waited at that last stop, at that last way station in the Midbar for 6 months to see if we would do tshuva. And we did not. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the situation is not redeemable at present, and, ascended on high. Okay. So in any event, as Ariel pointed out correctly, right, when we talk about Kenegdan b'Sanhedrin, what we mean is that the Sanhedrin and its galuyos were meant to be a reflection of the idea that this body, which literally is suffused with the Hashra'as HaShechina, right, B'domin Lecha, Ru'iyin Shetishra'a Le'am Shechina, the idea being that this body would be able to reflect that. So here you have the galuyos Sanhedrin. And again, this isn't obviously written in Tanakh the way the Shechina is, but here we have, this is our tradition, Chenegdan Galsa Sanhedrin, Migamara, from our tradition. So Lishka Sagazis is their version of the, Me'ala Kaporas Mibein Shnei Akruvim. That's the natural resting place. Lechanos, that will sound familiar, of course, in the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Chesam and Beis. That was the first, location. One. Two. Three. You've heard of that. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Right, you remember that was one of the places that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was close to. Okay. Beis Sha'arim is up in the north of Eretz Yisrael, right? Who was in Beis Sha'arim and Tzipori, very famously? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Excellent. Right, so Mitzipori, Letiverio. Okay. So Rabbi Yochanan says, in accordance with our tradition, that there are 10 galuyos kineged the Shechina, And it's Eser Masos. So Rabbi Yochanan says, we have Kabbalah, Misham, Asidin Ligoel. Right? So let's just pause here for a second before we read the Psak of the Rambam. And again, it's not obvious that the Rambam would paskin this Gemara, but he did. But what's the association? Misham, Asidin Ligoel? What? Yes, Ariel? Yeah, clearly the implication is one of continuity. Right? If you wanted to say that this is an entirely, you know, panim chadashos ba'ul chan, this is a birya bifnei atzma, so you would say, yeah, that was the end of that Sanhedrin, and now, you know, in some distant future, some Sanhedrin will, I don't know, reappear, you know, in Lakewood, or if you want it specifically to be in Eretz Yisrael, so in Bnei Brak or whatever it is. But the point is that there should be some continuity. So Rabbi Yochanan's, you know, Maimer is really consequential, Misham, Asidin Ligoel, and the fact is that the Rambam took that very seriously. The Rambam thought that that was a Kabbalah that we have, and that the Sanhedrin would be, and this is why we say, you know, reconstituted. It's meant to be, you know, a continuation of what was. So let's read that Psak Halach of the Rambam. Right, so it's at the very corner, as we know, sort of the boundary point between the Azara and Ezra's Yisrael. Right. So Rambam says, like, you know, for real continuity, you have to make your way back to the Lishkas HaGazis, right? But they're going to have, it's going to be great to watch, they're going to have some kind of a march from Tveria to, maybe that's another reason that they can't have any Mumin Shebaguf, you know, to be in good shape, you know, Tveria to Yerushalayim march, you know. Be impressive. Okay, so Kabbalah Shibatariya Sinlaksot Misham Ne Sakin Lamikdash, you know, like the language of Avraham Avinu, Vayatek Misham Hara, Mikedim Beisel, Vayeta Olo. So they'll be, you know, whatever. It'd be really cool to see. You know, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Moshe Feinstein, the Rav. I think the Rav will have a walking stick, probably. These are very interesting. If we could have that, like, if we could have them mic'd up, that would be really great to watch afterwards. Yeah, whenever, like, you know, you get all 70 of them, or 71. Like, the Rav and Reb Chaim Moser going back and forth. You know. A long way from Tveria to Yerushalayim to have this one out. It's Arbayim Shana Kodem Chorban Vayesheni, Batlu Dini Nefashim Yisrael, as we know. Right, so the structure of the Rambam is really an amazing structure. So the Rambam here, I was fascinated by this halacha, right? He starts off, of course, with the institution of Lishkas HaGazis. He returns to Lishkas HaGazis, and in the middle he says, oh, and by the way, you know, in case you were wondering what happened to it, so there were these Asara Galuyos, and they're going to come back to Tveria. And now we're, you know, back to the regularly scheduled program, and he says, you know, the makom is goyim. So the Rambam took all of this quite literally. But again, the problem, the dilemma that confronts anyone, especially if you assume that it's a reconstitution as opposed to what I call a panim chadashos ba'u l'chan, totally new, is so how does it get reconstituted? Because this idea of ish mi pi ish is something which appears to be absolutely necessary. And if you wanted to doubt that for a second, if you wanted to say, like, oh, like, no, there must be some other way of ensuring, you know, smicha, the problem that you run into, as we noted, is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, because, you know, you don't think that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava would be, you know, running to martyr himself unless he thought this was, like, a really important thing to do, to give smicha to these individuals. Apparently, it's not so easy to, you know, recover after it's been lost. So, either Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was like really overreacting to this gezeira, which doesn't seem to be a plausible reading, or you're going to say that there has to be some essential quality to smicha. And once there's an essential quality, then you're reading this Rambam, you're saying, this is very nice, they're going to have this Tveria to Yerushalayim march, and it's all wonderful, and then they're coming back to Lishkas HaGazis, and the Makom is Gorim, and they're going to be Dandini Nefashos, and all of that is going to happen, but in the end, like, how are you going to have this body that exists of Smuchin functioning on a Bezdin HaGadol when the chain of Smicha has been broken? How does that even happen? Where are they going to be coming from? So that is a very, very, very serious dilemma that the Rambam doesn't answer in this space. The truth is the Rambam elsewhere in Hilchos Sanhedrin earlier has a way of relating to this issue, and even before that in the Perush HaMishnayos, as we'll see, and there are, you know, those are two different sources and two different iterations. So I mentioned earlier today that this is something that we all know without maybe knowing that we know it. Right? Every single day, we're channeling these psukim in Yeshayahu. Hashiva shoftenu kivarishona v'yotzenu kivatchila. Hashiva shoftayich kivarishona v'yotzayich kivatchila. Acharichen nikarilach yira tzedek yira ne'mana tzion v'mishpati padevish avabitztaka. The natural progression between Hashiva shoftenu v'yishlaim yircha and remember, Yerushalayim Yircha and Es Tzemach David used to be one bracha, then they were split into two different brachos. But when they were one bracha especially, that's the bracha, of course, of Yeshua, of Geula, Birachamim Tashuv. So again, these are very, very, very important for our sugya, trying to figure out how exactly this will take place. So just to set things up a little bit for tomorrow, I give everybody a chance tomorrow to look into the Gemara and Megillah, which obviously deals with the order of the Amida and how it's presented there, and then to, you know, start to, you know, lay the groundwork for the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos, which I hope that we'll get to tomorrow as well, if not the Rambam and the Yad HaChazaka, is to try to understand and think a little bit about the relationship between the Shoftim and Geula itself. So the premise of Yeshayahu seems to be that Geula would be totally impossible without the guidance, the stabilizing Torah presence of Manhige Yisrael, the Torah leadership of the Jewish people. The Torah leadership of the Jewish people will shore up our spiritual credentials, and then will be ro'oi for Geula Tzion v'mishpati padeh v'shaveha b'tzdaka. Again, the only challenge becomes the rate-limiting step is the restoration of those very shoftim. That's a complicated dilemma to try to figure out exactly, you know, how that process is going to unfold. So something for us to keep our eye on as we go through the sugya is the Rambam will be where the Rambam is, and admittedly, not Kalila in the physical sense, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, but the Rambam will be attacked, you know, targeted for this shita. But what I'd ask everybody here to be sensitive to is, well, what alternative is everybody else proposing? It's one thing to tear somebody else's shita down. But the question is, are you proposing a viable alternative? And what I'd like to suggest is that there are basically three alternatives that you can identify that will be articulated, that are different than the Rambam's approach, even though the Rambam has maybe two different versions of his approach, as we'll see. And we have to evaluate how substantively different each of those three alternatives really is to what the Rambam ultimately ends up suggesting. So that's where we're headed. We've established at least the you know, beginnings of the sugya, and God willing, we'll proceed apace through the end of the week, and then again, we should have. If my reading of the schedule was correct, and you'll tell me if it wasn't, but the way that I read the schedule was that we would have regular shiur through Monday of next week. That's the way that I set this up. So is that your understanding as well?
It's not Tuesday.
Not Tuesday. I saw a Tuesday on the schedule. I thought it was a study day. Is that?
Wednesday.
Oh, Wednesday. You have Wednesdays. Okay.
I think Tuesday.
So Tuesday we should have shiur. Okay, good. Okay, good. I think we should be able to get through the material by Monday, but you have Wednesday as a study day?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Tuesday.
Okay, perfect. As long as it's not Monday as a study day, I'm perfectly happy in that direction.